This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you're just listening for the first time, I want to remind you, or not remind you, just inform you that I am not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that healing, regenerating, supporting force deep inside you that's written into your DNA, but also a part of the spiritual creature that you are, that is deep inside you, that just keeps the body running. It keeps charge of all of the various processes inside the body, especially healing and rebuilding. And the big pharma and the medical industry doesn't want you to know about it. In fact, they deny that even exists. They say that you're just simply another creature on the planet, and that there are all these landmines out there in front of you, and the more you can miss the landmines, the longer you can live and live healthy. To me, that's a bunch of hogwash. The fact of the matter is, at the moment of your conception, from that point on, this individual force developed and grew inside you as a developing baby inside your mother. And then when you were born, it took over as you were separated from the umbilical cord and just directed the growth of that body and the way that body functions. And it doesn't really need a whole lot to get the job done. It needs the special nutrients that's required. It needs some rest. It needs some clean water and some clean air. And then the Forbidden Doctor takes off and does the job that's necessary. Now, here we are at the beginning of another year. And I thought that I might throw some suggestions here in the baby step philosophy that I operate by. I want to refer back to a movie called What About Bob? I think it came out late 70s, early 80s, somewhere around there. And the main character, Bob, is constantly bothering his, I don't know if it's a psychiatrist or a counselor or whatever, because every time he has the slightest little worrisome notion that rises up inside him, he's got to run off to his therapist immediately. And the therapist keeps giving him the same advice all the time, which is the advice that I give to my patients, whether we're talking about nutrition or we're talking about the structure of the body or exercise or different things. Baby steps. Anytime you make a change in your life, and this is the time of the year when we're doing New Year's resolutions, and I think the national average for New Year's resolutions lasts about 2.5 to 3 weeks. And the main reason that it isn't very lengthy when we try to change the course we're on is we make too big of a course change. And we want to do the baby step approach. Because anytime you change course, you've got to replace what was taking the energy of what your previous behavior was into a new behavior. That energy has to continue along, and you have to replace it with something. And usually we take too big of a step, we leave a vacuum, and it kind of sucks us right back into the old behavior. So, for example, probably one of the best examples I can use in my own life is I decided, you know, I do resistance training. I use the, and I'm not paid to tell you this, I use the X3 exercise system. It's Dr. Jackwish. And you can Google it, just X3 exercise. And it's bands, just using latex bands, 4 different strengths or resistance of these bands with a little metal bar and a little plate that you stand on. And you can do almost every exercise you can do in the gym. You can do it right there in your living room while you're watching TV. And you can do an almost 2-hour exercise program in about 15 to 20 minutes. And so I've been doing that. But there's this thing eating inside me. Well, you got to do some more cardio. So, not wanting to invest any more money into exercise stuff that I've already done, my office, my clinic office, is on the sixth floor of a building right off the freeway in Salt Lake City. And I decided I was going to start walking the stairs. Now, I'm 72, and so that would be from, you know, the ground level, which is number one. There's no sub-basement or anything. From floor one up to floor six would be five flights of stairs. So I decided, well, you know what I'm going to do? I haven't done any cardio in a long time. I'm going to do at least one flight and then take the elevator the rest of the way. And then when I feel good about that, I'll do two flights and then take the elevator. I started right out and did six. Now, I did the five flights of stairs. I had to stop after about two flights to catch my breath. I mean, I was embarrassed as to how quickly I was out of breath. But I stood there on the third floor landing. And caught my breath and went up to the fourth and caught my breath, went to the fifth and caught my breath and went to the sixth, huffing and puffing when I walked into the office. Now, in a little less than a month, now I only have to stop twice. I stop at the fourth floor and then I stop for a minute at the fifth and then walk in on the sixth. And the recovery rate is what has surprised me the most. I catch my breath in less than a minute. By the time I get to the top, I'm of course. But within a minute, my breath normalizes. So I know my lung capacity is increasing. But one of the best things of all is I feel my legs getting stronger and my back getting stronger. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show. And I'm talking about some little changes that we can start making here at the beginning of the year. The key word is little changes, because when you start doing your New Year's resolutions, oh, I got to lose weight, oh, I got to exercise, you know, oh, I got to start writing in my journal, I got all these different things, usually it's too big of a step and it never lasts more than a week or two or three. And then you go back to your old habits. So I've got several things I want to talk about: food choices, exercise, sleep, water, supplements, handling stress, what kind of food we should be eating, what kind of a doctor I recommend that you see if you need a physical or something, and just little things, that baby steps, changes that can take place. You do a little bit at a time, and you'll be surprised how quickly it can become a habit. I think some of the behavioral therapists, in some of their writings and books, they all seem to agree, if you can initiate a change, even if it's a small one, for 21 days, it will become a habit. But it takes 21 days to do it. I don't know why it's 21 and not 20 or 19. But if you can do these things for about 21 days, it will become a habit thereafter. So my crew is starting to feel guilty now, my staff in my clinic, because they're not walking the stairs. Now, they're a lot younger. I mean, they're in their 20s, and I'm 72. And they said, well, we got to do this. And I said, no, just do one flight and then take the elevator the rest of the way. Just like, you know, if you wanted to do a little bit more walking exercise, when you go to the mall or you go to Costco or Walmart or any place that's got a big parking lot, park further away from the store. And I'm not talking about going all the way to the other end where you got to get a shuttle to take you in. I mean, just, you know, a few spaces further, maybe one group of a dozen spaces further from the front of the store, and walk a little bit longer, a little bit further, until it becomes a habit. And then you know what happens, and it's going to be the same thing that happened to me. You start getting excited about this. Gee, that wasn't so hard. Maybe I'll park another dozen parking spaces further away from the store this time. Not only can you save your car doors from getting dented, you're going to start strengthening your heart. But again, it's baby steps, and that's what's critical here. It's like food choices. Because it's It's interesting with some of my patients, when you know a patient is ready to move in the sense of a new path, and I can tell when they're coming from guilt, and I can tell when they're really ready to move into a different dimension of their healthcare. The key is this. Dr. Jack, what do you do? Dr. Jack, what supplements do you take? Dr. Jack, what kind of water do you drink? Dr. Jack, what kind of a pillow do you use? When they ask questions like that, I know they're ready to move. Because if I start talking about those various subjects and they haven't opened the door, you know what it is? It becomes advice. And advice that wasn't asked for is simply criticism. Now, after having dealt with patients for decades, and I think our number is up to about 23,000 patients I've taken care of since I moved to Salt Lake in 1995 from Tulsa, the pattern is the same. I don't care about the sex. I don't care about the age. I don't care about marriage, relationships, or anything like this. They're basically human beings. And when they're ready to move, they're ready to move. And if they're not ready to move, you know, we have normal chit-chat, and I take care of the problems that they're presenting with that day, and everybody's fine and happy, and they go on their way. But every now and then, someone will come along, Dr. Jack, what do you do? So let me give you an example with food choices. They'll say, well, what kind of food do you eat? And I say, well, I try to be raw as much as possible. But you can't just go to a raw diet. You have to move in there slowly. It's different things that you might cook. You know, like just for a salad, for instance. Salads are usually very raw. What do you have for dinner that goes along with a salad? Well, you know, it's a meat and potatoes, or a fish and potatoes, or fish and rice, or fish and pasta, or something like this. I've got some examples that I can give you that might help make a little bit better decision. Again, it's baby steps. And so that's the thing that you want to keep in mind, a little bit at a time. And you can't get the whole family to do this. Usually you've got to take the lead. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
To the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. The two websites I have, jackstockwell.com talks more about the structural work to the body that I do, and Forbidden Doctor is more on the nutrition side. And so I was talking about, you know, slightly or starting to move more towards raw. Now, example with meat. I used to cook things pretty much medium. I don't like medium well when it comes to beef, because there's no flavor. You've cooked all the fat out of it, and there's no flavor left to it. And some people are still caught up in this nonsense of animal fat is bad. Animal fat is good. The research that's available on this stuff now is it's overwhelming. One of the worst things we ever did was to move from butter to margarine. And to move from animal fats to vegetable fats, vegetable oils. Oh, my goodness. An explosion of heart disease that followed that. Anyway, that's the story for another show. But my point is, I now cook my beef medium rare. And it took a while. But I'm going to tell you another truth. I cook it now rare. My beef is now rare. Is there an advantage to that? Yes, there is, because a lot of the amino acids are still intact. What do we eat meat for? Well, the protein. Yeah, well, what is protein? Well, it's made up of amino acids. What's the meat of your body made of? The same thing in a cow. The same amino acid structures. And so the idea in acquiring food and eating food as close to what Mother Nature made, as opposed to what the food manufacturers made, is to replace in your body the vital building blocks of amino acids and proteins. And so when you cook meat past medium rare, you've pretty well destroyed most of the amino acids that are in there. And they're not going to do you a whole lot of good at that point. So how do you make that change? Well, you just slowly move in that direction. You don't go from well done to rare. Your body couldn't handle it anyway, because the microbiome that exists inside the gut that controls digestion and feeds your immune system and everything else can't handle a big change like that. It's just like a vegetarian that decides to start eating meat again, or a carnivore that decides to go vegetarian. They're going to get really sick, and they're going to get sick really quick because their body can't handle it. So just little tiny steps in that direction. Try to move more away from processed foods, stuff that's in a box, a bag, or a can, and get it out of the produce department or out of the meat department instead.
you might want to try introducing more deep ocean fish as opposed to boxed, you know, fish sticks and breaded fish in the frozen section of the supermarket that has been processed. You don't know where that fish came from. But when you get some deep ocean fish, yes, it's more expensive, but you know what? You don't need as much. You'll find yourself satisfied in your meal much faster if the micronutrients that your body is looking for is available in the food you're eating. You're going to find out the satiety factor is going to be reached much quicker when you eat real food as opposed to processed foods. And then there's organic is the big thing. Organic still means something inside our country. The USDA got a lot of, about 20, 25 years ago, brought together a whole mess of organic farmers and said, listen, you got, what means organic here doesn't mean organic in Mississippi is not the same as it means in California or in Minnesota or Massachusetts or Florida. You guys get together and come up with a code for what organic means, or the USDA is going to come in and do it and you won't like it. So they all got together, they banded together, they created the organic laws, and now you know that organic food made and grown and processed in the United States is what we're looking for. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making a choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Flights are starting back up this hour after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off over the last couple of hours in the USA. A failure of the Notice to Air Missions system failed for the first time in history. Flight delays and cancellations are abundant. The new Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee said the panel is launching an investigation in how a set of top-secret documents ended up in then-Vice President Biden's possession. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night.
Get more transparency with what really went on with Ukraine. Now we find out the documents that Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertain to Ukraine.
As California continues to get much-needed water from storms over the last couple of weeks, a lot of water has fallen and created some new problems. Crews in Ojai, California, in the Santa Barbara Mountains, are working to stop and clean up a major sewage spill. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Something was pointed out to me that I thought was a great idea is in this modern high-tech world we're living in, and because of this COVID thing the last couple of years, people are working at home more than they were in the office, although some offices are calling people back to work. But the point I want to make is this, in this, as I said, this kind of high-tech world in which we thrive anymore, there's an awful lot of desk work. We're not on our feet so much as we used to be. And the thing about sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day, you know, except for the little breaks and lunch and meetings that you have to get up and go down and sit down in a chair somewhere else, our spines were not made for that. This is something that's only shown up in the last 100 years, like the overly processed foods over the last 100 years. The overuse of drugs and antibiotics, only the last 100 years. So when you sit at a desk, and then the big ergonomic craze that came out back in the 1970s, which was a good thing, because sitting at a desk is not spine support. It's not the way it's supposed to be. We, our spines are made for us to be on our feet and hoeing those rows and weeding those fields, or gathering herbs and flowers and foods of the forest or the land that we're looking for. Our spines are made for bending over and skinning that buck. Our spines are made for us building shelters. Our spines are made for nomadic travel, even though we may not be so nomadic today outside of our, you know, VW wagons. But the important thing is that sitting at a desk all day long will literally destroy the lumbar curve. It puts your spine in a situation where you have four curves in your spine. Let me back up for a moment here. You have what should be the forward curve of your neck. You have the backward curve of your rib cage. You have the forward curve of the lumbar spine. And then below that, you have the backward curve of the sacrum. And those four curves, forward, backward, those four arches, is designed to hold the head upright against gravity while we're on our feet. Now, when you sit at a desk for a long amount of time, or you're sitting in your recliner for hours at night watching TV or on the couch or anything like this, those curves start to straighten out. That's just the natural effect of gravity pulling on your body. And whether you're standing up pumping iron or you're sitting on a very soft couch watching TV, that same gravity force is pulling on your spine all the time. And the spine is very adaptive. It will change its position in space relative to the stress load that's placed upon the spine. And so for thousands of generations, we've been on our feet, herding cattle, working the farm, manufacturing in manufacturing plants or whatever else. But over the last 100 years, sitting at a desk has become probably the number one work position, at least in America today. And so you can change this. You can get up and move around, for one thing. The suggestion was made you could set a little timer on your watch, maybe every hour, hour and a half, and get up and walk around for 10 minutes. Go to the water cooler, go to the bathroom, go to your friend's cubicles away from you and talk to him for a minute. Just get up and move around and create some motion in that spine. Joints stay joints as long as they move. When movement is restricted or movement decreases for a joint, that joint will simply adapt to that lesser movement and get tighter. The ligaments will get tighter, which is why some people, you know, 50 and older, when they stand up, I feel so stiff kind of thing. It's because they've been sitting for too long. They don't stretch enough. So how do you do this without still stay in the baby step philosophy I'm talking about? Tell your employer or your boss you want one of those Vari desks, V-A-R-I. You know, that little platform that sits on your desk that can rise up 6 inches to a foot so that you can stand up and do half of your work of the day standing up at that computer with your keyboard, with your mouse, whatever else you're doing, so that you can spend time on your feet as well as sitting down in a chair. There are ergonomically correct chairs, but an ergonomically correct chair still does not make up for getting up and moving around. Some of these chairs have good lumbar support. Like a lot of cars today, a lot of our new automobiles will have a little lumbar setting. What is the proper setting in your car for the lumbar support? You want to feel it pushing against your lumbar spine. You don't want to feel like it's going to push you off the chair. That's ridiculous. But you need to feel something that is there when you sit down in the chair, not some kind of tractioning therapeutic thing, as I just said, but just that you know that it's there. That helps to keep the curve in your lumbar spine. Because when the lumbar spine starts to straighten up, the curve in your neck will start to straighten up right along with it, because they're both under the same biomechanical forces with gravity. And when that happens, the muscles in your neck are going to start getting tight, because it can't use the natural arch of the neck structures to support the head anymore. Now it's like the head's on top of a pogo stick. And the muscles will tighten up as a result. So that's one little change you can do as far as your workstation is concerned. Now, a couple other things I want to mention. As far as sleep is concerned, I have an iPad, and I started doing this at someone else's suggestion, and I thought, it'll keep me awake all night. There are several places at YouTube where you can get gentle rain with a little bit of thunder way off in the background. You turn the volume way down low. I think I've been doing this for about 2 or 3 months now. And I have a couple of my favorites. You have to find the one that works for you, because there's some that are pounding thunderstorm rain, and there's others that are so gentle you can hardly hear it. But when I have that gentle rain sound, now it takes me back to when I was a teenager, and we had this farm up in West Virginia. I lived in the Washington, D.C. area. They've taken us a couple of hours to drive up to Elkins. And outside of Elkins, there's this river, the Shavers Fork branch of the Cheat River. We had some property along that river. And there was a stream that ran by the cabin. And I can remember as a teenager, when we would go up there, I would open up my window at night, and I would hear that stream running down the hillside over the rocks and the cool air coming in from the forest into the cabin. I'm telling you, it's the best sleep I've ever had in my life. Now that I've started playing this, it's low enough that it doesn't wake anybody else up. And a very gentle rain sound. I swear I get up less times during the night now. I'm waking up more refreshed. Is it because of that? Is it because my intent? I don't know. But it's making a difference. That's a small little change that's improved my sleep. I have to have 7 hours. If I don't have at least 7 hours, I don't really need eight. Sometimes if I end up sleeping 8 hours, I feel like I've overslept and I'm a little groggy. 6 hours, I can need a nap in the middle of the day. But 7 hours is perfect for me. And let me tell you one thing about water. For cooking, I use distilled water in the kitchen. We have a little distiller that's on the counter, and it'll do about a gallon at a time. And if I'm cooking vegetables or soup, and I do a lot of broth, I make a lot of broth. I always use distilled water. I don't use distilled to drink with. I mean, it's cooked water. And a lot of the good things that show up in our water supply are destroyed by distilling it, which at the same time is a good thing because there's a lot of stuff you want destroyed. But I only use it for cooking. What I drink is water. It's glacial water. It's glacial melt water that was filtered for any kind of particulates, you know, that may have dropped down out of the atmosphere on the glacier. But as the glacier melts, it fills up a reservoir, and it's in the southwest area of Idaho, and it's trucked into the Salt Lake area. It's a very popular water. Tennessee Valley water usually is trucked all over the country. If you go to Whole Foods, you can see Tennessee Valley water there. That's some of the healthiest, the most delicious water I've ever had. One thing I do not drink is tap water. There is so many chemicals and harmful substances in our tap water anymore. Because especially if you're in an area that recycles the water. But I'm not going to tell you it's too disgusting what shows up in that water if it's recycled water, even no matter how much they filter that stuff. So I wanted to say that about water. And then just a common sense thing. When you look at the things in the sense of stress, or in the sense of like water and sleep and exercise and food choices, again, it's just little baby steps. And if you'll ponder this stuff, if you'll think about this stuff, I'm telling you, your body will tell you what it wants. Not only does it tell you when it's hungry, or when it's cold, or when it needs to sleep, it'll tell you even minor things. I need some organic carrots. You know, I could use a really good organic apple right now. You listen and just let your mind wander and listen to that hypothalamus that's up there underneath the brain that controls your appetites. And listen to it. It'll tell you what it wants. I want cleaner water. I want more rest. You take care of it, as the saying goes, it'll take care of you. So, I wanted to get into, if you're eating well, why do you need to bother with vitamins and minerals? But I don't think I have enough time to get into that in this show. I'll probably do it in the next one. But I do want to say this. Our foods, you know, unless you're raising your own food, And I think it's about 1% of the American population now that raises its own food. And what it doesn't consume, it ends up tending to share at farmers' markets. Well, that's another thing. It may be a little out of your way, and it may take a little bit more time, and it might be a touch more expensive in some cases it isn't, to shop at farmers' markets. That's good food. It's almost always some of the best food that's out there. It's safe food. And usually it was grown with composting fertilizer, not the chemical fertilizers. And a lot of people who bring their produce into a farmer's market is sharing with you, not the just the bounty of the land, but the bounty of their heart. Anybody who has shopped at farmer's markets knows what I'm talking about. You're dealing with people of the earth who are very proud of what they put together. They're very proud of what they offer. And it's some of the healthiest food you're going to find. I can't say enough about farmers markets. So that's some suggestions. Again, the key word here is baby steps. Just a little bit at a time. Don't do so much that you feel overwhelmed with what you've done. If you drink 4 or 5 cans of soda a day, you can cut down to 3 or 4. And then you can cut down to 2 or 3. Then you can cut down to 1. And then you can start drinking spring water, things like that. So after the coming break, this next break, I'm going to be back live with Doug Steffen again to finish up the show. We always have a good time together. You can hear the podcast with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to finish this show this week.
It that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Wow, almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To explore your health and well-being here on the Good Day Health segment of the Good Day program, featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a brilliant chiropractor, Nooka chiropractor, that specializes in your upper cervical spine, your neck, your shoulders. He and his wife Mary run a clinic in Salt Lake City that is just nothing short of fabulous. The information that they provide for people who are their clients in the clinic and people online at there are two different websites that Jack, well, actually there's three with the Good Day Health podcast and the stuff that's there, but ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what's going on really from the research department that Jack has worked on many years. They've produced some great supplements like the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are fabulous. I take them every single day, and I think they're responsible, Jack, for me looking like I'm 40 and continuing to go in the other direction, right? That's all you call them.
Well,
the
I've got patients that say their age spots are disappearing when they...
There you go. Yep. All right, so, and I want to remind you of our podcast. Jack has ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's all about the things going on in the clinic. He has his own JackStockwell.com. It is specifically focused on the chiropractic, the Nooka chiropractic. Those of you listening have never experienced any kind of chiropractic, you really should. And if you can find a good Nooka person, we have a lot of listeners in Salt Lake City that I'm sure when people come in to visit with you, they usually tell you that they hear me or they hear you or both of us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people over the years.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just looking back at some of the things that we have talked about here with Jack, or some of the things that are in his podcast. How does your digestive system work? And if you overload your digestive system, which happens to a lot of people over the Christmas holidays, right, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and so you talk about why we need lactic acid and yeast in one of the podcasts, the good bacteria, what your intestine needs. This is all about Jack being a GAPS practitioner, and GAPS is about your gut. And if you don't have a good, strong, healthy gut, then you're not going to have a good, strong, healthy body. So you can follow that. If I could talk all day and you don't have to say anything.
Well, at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcasts, if you'll put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, the stands for gut and psychology syndrome, some of the best diet information you will ever hear is located right there.
One of the things that you say your conversations about sugar and how it ruins your health. Look at how healthy I am, and look at how much sugar I have. My ice cream and cookie and cake. I don't know if I'm addicted, but I certainly like it.
We all are.
Yeah, right. You and I, when we go out to dinner, we always have sweets.
Yeah, unless you've gone an entire year without sugar to break that habit. We're all addicted to sugar, the most common drug in America.
Right, there it is. So that's part of a more recent podcast you can get from Jack at gooddayhealth.com. Lots of things included in all of these podcasts. Say it again. What's the matter with my mouth here? There it is. Cholesterol levels. So let's talk about some ways. This is the big time of the year. Calitrin's coming back into the fold, losing weight, keeping it off. What is blood sugar, as long as we're talking about things we're addicted to, what does sugar have to do with weight?
If you do not consume any more sugar during a 24-hour period than your body requires for sugar-based energy, you're going to be just fine. The problem is we end up consuming more carbohydrates, more grams of carbohydrates, which is what sugar is a carbohydrate, than our body requires. And so your body will store that as fat. Interestingly enough, no matter your age, your body doesn't know that when you finished with breakfast, lunch is coming, or the dinner, or this evening. It will take whatever is extra and store it as energy because it doesn't know you're going to eat some more. And the storage form of energy in nature is fat. Fat has more than twice as much energy per gram than either a protein or a fat. As a carbohydrate. So the body will take the carbohydrates and literally turn them into fats.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where our excess weight comes from, is too many carbohydrates.
So
cut back on the sugar, your body will start using the fat for its energy.
You found, spend 30 seconds talking about this endocrinologist that's come up with yet another way to lose weight. There are always new diets every year. What's the story of this one? The 133 diet.
He calls it the 133 diet, which simply refers to one serving of carbohydrates, three servings of proteins, and three servings of vegetables throughout the day, which is a big cutback on sugar. You're going to lose weight. The 133 diet.
All right, check it out. Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program. Good Day download is at gooddayhealth.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.